too hot. He doesn't want him to take that next step. You know, you, if you're Xi, you don't want biological or chemical attack. You don't want tactical or battlefield nuclear weapons to be used, because he knows the result of that will be the rest of the world will not only unite against Russia, but against those who are supporting them, like China. So if you're President Xi this morning, you are walking the thinnest of tightropes with Putin. You don't want to get rid of Putin because, let's face it, he's the neighbor. He can count on him to be the despot like Xi is. But on the other hand, if Putin is as desperate as John claims that he is, and that members of our intelligence community claim that he is, and he is going to resort to that, Xi is, I would be confident, if he's smart, is going to get on the phone with Putin and say, not too fast, cowboy, because if you do that, I'm out of here. And if China leaves Russia, Russia's finished.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I love that. Hey, cowboy. Down, boy. No, I love that. I absolutely love that. By the way, do you realize that we're less than an hour away from being able to give away a $50 gas card? Yeah. This could be exciting. 2:50, 10 till 3, be listening. If you got to stay in your car an extra 10 minutes, you might make $50 on a gas card. How about that? Would that be okay? Also coming up in our next segment, Monty Bowen will join us, Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America. They are going to be very, very active in the next election cycle. This is going to be one of those things where we're going to have to be on our guard. I mean, everybody says, oh, it's going to be a red wave. Hey, don't even worry about it. It's going to be a red wave. We're going to take over the Senate. We're going to take over the House. We're going to, you know, get closer to getting Biden out of there. Did you hear what Clay and Buck were talking about today? That, and I forget if it was Clay or Buck, but they were saying they think what will happen is that Biden will leave before it will not run for re-election, and will pardon Hunter. I mean, all kinds of stuff that could be happening over the course of the next year or so. And by the way, Hunter Biden will be charged. There are reports out there that he's going to be indicted. Don't know yet. Don't know. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Monty Brown joins us from Gun Owners of America. It's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Opening statements were made today in the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Democrat Patrick Leahy noted Ketanji Brown Jackson's experience from Harvard Law School to service as both a district and circuit court judge and a federal public defender.
All these experiences and perspectives have provided her a mastery of our justice system.
Republican Lindsey Graham said his party is often unfairly criticized for questioning the judicial philosophy of minority nominees.
Bottom line here is, when it is about philosophy, when it's somebody of color on our side, it's about we're all racist if we ask hard questions.
If confirmed, Jackson will become the first black woman ever to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Agner reporting.
A dangerous outbreak of severe thunderstorms will threaten the South with tornadoes, damaging winds, large hail, and flooding rainfall through midweek. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says a strong storm system is coming out of the southwest and moving into the southern plains later today.
The ingredients are coming together for several rounds of severe weather, including flash flooding, beginning late tonight across portions of Texas, and then that storm system will track eastward over the next couple of days, reaching portions of the deep south and southeast. Through midweek.
The National Weather Service says this multi-day severe thunderstorm threat is a classic setup for spring, with a potent jet stream disturbance spreading into increasingly humid air over the south. Stocks turned lower on Wall Street in afternoon trading Monday as major indexes come off their best week since November 2020. The Dow dropped 201 points, the Nasdaq declined 55, the S&P 500 lower by 1 point. More on these stories available at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Third generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas City Council has approved a plan to build affordable and market-rate housing on the site of the city's Desert Pine Golf Club. The plan calls for two-thirds of the 100-acre site to be developed with residential, commercial, civic, and educational facilities. About 10% of the project would be committed to open space. Plans call for the project to eventually have more than 1,800 multifamily units, 80 single-family lots, and 224 units dedicated to senior housing. City officials say they do expect to solicit bids from developers in the coming months. The first weekend of March Madness has Las Vegas sportsbooks smiling big as they rode the underdogs to a solid winning weekend. Westgate Sportsbook Vice President Jay Cornegate tells the Review Journal every single day was a winner for them. Four double-digit seeds are in the Sweet 16 after the underdogs went 10-6 against the spread with five outright upsets in round two of the Big Dance. Multiple books reported March Madness crowds and the betting returning to 2019 pre-pandemic levels.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad right now in area freeways. You'll probably touch the brakes as you enter the downtown area there. U.S. 95 eastbound, that's past Southern Rancho. Lane restrictions ahead of that through downtown on Interstate 515. That's both ways between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour, live and local for a Monday, March 21st. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I'll take you right up to 3 o'clock. Don't forget, 2:50, 10 minutes till 3, we're going to be giving away that $50 gas card. $50 gas card, and everybody's all excited around here. Everybody's kind of geeked about it. 10 till 3, we'll be giving away that $50 gas card, and I'm real excited about that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Monty Bowen. He's the Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, and he joins us. First of all, Monty, we've talked with folks from your organization for many, many years now. Explain what Gun Owners of America is.
We are a national, state, and local gun lobbyist company, and basically what we're doing is we're just out here trying to protect our Second Amendment rights under our flagship banner of no compromise.
I think it's great. You have said, and your folks have said, that you're going to be very active in this midterm election. Midterm election, there's no presidential nominees. There's no nothing like that. It's just the midterm elections. Usually the turnout is lower. But you folks have said that you're going to put an emphasis on this midterm election. Why?
We feel like it's the right time for the pickings, per se, by the shape that our country's in right now. And we honestly do believe that these midterms we can kind of start changing the like the red wave that everybody's talking about. We've seen what's happened in Virginia and some of the races that happened in New Jersey. And we just know that these states that are really close on the blue and red line, that those are the ones that we need to go after, because we've got to find the candidates that are going to be the best choice for GOA to get our message across to protect our Second Amendment.
Do you wait until after the primaries before you hitch your wagon to various candidates? I know you've been very bullish on a couple of different candidates across our state.
No, we're actually in here, basically boots on ground right now in Nevada. We have an office that's in Las Vegas at this time, and we are endorsing other candidates, even state, local levels. So we're not just stuck on the federal levels. We know that the state and the local parts also is the ones that we need to be going after. So we're actually doing that as we are at our office.
And your office, your new office, what is it, 570 South Decatur?
Yes, sir, it is, 570 South Decatur.
And can you talk about some of the candidates, whether they be federal candidates or gubernatorial candidates, that you're backing right now?
One of the ones that we have fully endorsed was Adam Laxalt. And then we also have a couple of meet and greets coming up shortly with Annie Black and also April Becker, that's running for the House seats that are in, I think it's CD3 and CD4.
What is it about Adam Laxalt that has captivated your interest?
Well, one of the biggest things with him being an attorney general, he was an attorney general in the past, and he did uphold a lot of our Second Amendment rights. We go through a part where we look at what candidate, when we endorse one, is what candidate can win, number one. We want somebody to win, but they have to have a no compromise towards our Second Amendment, which means they have to be absolutely against any gun control. And once they commit in our survey, in our federal surveys, depending on which branch they're running, then that's when we'll get together with our team and put together whether we're going to endorse that candidate. And then on top of that, honestly, it's once we get these candidates elected, we hold them to what they've told us and what they've promised us about being pro-Second Amendment. And that's basically how the vetting goes on our end.
Monty, I'm curious, universal background checks, is that a no-surrender position, or is that a surrender position?
We don't compromise. We don't believe in universal background checks. We believe that the Second Amendment was made for exactly what it says. It shall not be infringed, and it was for tyranny. The things that we look at when we discuss no compromise, we're not going to give up any of our Second Amendment. We're here to protect it, defend it, and also restore it. And what I mean by restoring it is giving back our rights that have been taken away by the ATF that classify different things that doesn't even become, just like we've talked about, the bump stocks. You know, that's not a machine gun, but the ATF has the power to go in and deem certain parts of a weapon as a gun, which is false. So again, no compromise stand is no compromise.
Again, Monty Bowen joining us, Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America. Is this battle for our Second Amendment rights, is it going to be won at the federal level or at the state level? You were talking about supporting local candidates as well as federal and gubernatorial candidates. Is this going to be won at the state level or at the federal level?
It's got to be won all the way from local through state to federal. And the reason why I say that is during our grassroots activists, we want people to start at their local politics, because the focus can't be the president, because we know that, you know, the monies and stuff like that run those campaigns. But we got to start looking and working local and state, because those people, when they do good, they have admirations to move up. So it is definitely one, the more states we get on, and that state level is an extremely, extremely powerful focus.
Is there any feel for what the strategy on the other side is, the people that do want to take our guns away, that want universal background checks, that want red flag laws? Is there a strategy that you've detected as of now as to how they plan on doing this?
Well, it's simple. They have a 100-year plan on the radical anti-gun left. And their basic plan of attack is to take whatever they can get. And how they do that is through making people compromise, not us as GOA, but making other people compromise on, give us this part and we'll leave it alone. Once they receive that part, then they want another piece. So they're relentless on taking away our Second Amendment. And we all understand that the Second Amendment is what protects all of our rights. So that's why we feel like we have to hold these candidates, you know, we have to hold them to their word, and their voting record needs to speak for what we believe in before they do get an endorsement from us.
So in other words, there may be candidates that you endorsed 2 years ago, House candidates, people like that. And if in their first 2 years in office, you find that they haven't delivered for you, is it possible you won't endorse them again?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, if we have a candidate that we endorse and they go against any part of our Second Amendment or what GOA believes in, we will primary that person if we have to. We will do whatever it takes to take. We will not only not endorse, but we will also primary somebody against it, because, again, we only endorse pro-2A people. And if they choose not to stand with what they said and they believe in, then we'll find somebody and we'll fight for that person to get in and replace them.
I don't mean to ambush you, but any candidates in Nevada that you have done that to recently, or that you will be doing that to come June?
Yeah, I don't see any part on that right now. Right now we're in that hunting part. So, you know, we're actually just working diligently to to make sure everybody stays on track. But so far, I think we're doing a well job at that.
How do you go about vetting candidates? I know that on this show, we've talked a lot about how the onus is on parties to vet candidates and make sure we have folks who can message correctly and who can win, who can raise money and actually win races. How do you do it at Gun Owners of America? Do you have like formal interview process?
Absolutely. We start out with a simple written survey just to kind of get their that we have a certain specific questions that we ask. And based on how they answer those questions, you know, we can start our interview process with that. Then we typically like to speak to them and within a couple of people and then talk to them about their Second Amendment and get more of a grab on what their questions were. So we do ask them. And we all do know that, you know, people can end up not telling the truth and stuff like that. So then that's when, you know, our endorsement, if that were to happen, our endorsement would get pulled away and go with that. But our voting records, if they're the current politician, is we hold them accountable to their votes. So we're able to, you know, we'll hold them to the fire. If they're not voting our way and they start voting the other way, then, you know, they're part of our agenda that we're not going for.
And the votes are what the votes are. I mean, you can track them. You can go to C-SPAN. You can go all kinds of different places and find those votes. I'm just curious, at the end of the day, do you see a red wave coming? We're all talking about it, but the question is it going to be there?
Absolutely. And I can't stress to people enough to not give up. Okay, we're here in this fight to win it. Nevada is savable. We can turn Nevada around. So the harder we work in it, and we can never get to that point where it doesn't matter. They'll just do this or they'll do that. We can still keep fighting because the country needs it. And I think after seeing in Virginia what we've seen there and how that's turned around very quick, I think there's a lot of nervous anti-left people that's going to be worried.
I have a lot of people come to me and they say, I don't want to support individual candidates because I don't really know the issues all that much, but I care about this issue or that issue. For instance, the Second Amendment. What is it people can do? How can they get involved with your organization?
Well, actually, that is a great question. We have a website set up at goanevada.com. They can sign up to come help us. We do need volunteers. We could use people to run some of our phones to reach out to people just to try to keep people motivated and coming to these things. We know we got the early voting starts coming up. We have some events in the future planned. They can check our website, come out, support us, support the candidates that we're endorsing. And that right there is more help than we could ever ask for.
Monty, that is so exciting. We're going to be working with you all along the way. I am so excited that you folks are getting involved in our state because we're going to be a battleground state again. I'm sorry, but we are. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of it, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you very much. And like I said, just let these people know we need volunteers to work the phones because we got to get these people in. And thank you so much for letting me be a part of your show.
Thanks, Monty. We'll talk again soon. Monty Bowen, the Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, really a great organization, a really top-notch organization that cares about your right to keep and bear arms. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today was day one. Ketanji Brown Jackson. Nomination hearings, the confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Mitch McConnell was on with... Face the Nation. I guess it was a Face the Nation, and this was really good stuff. Mitch McConnell talking about the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings, and one of the things that I found interesting was that she refused in meetings with him and with other Republicans to talk about court packing. This is cut six. This was Mitch McConnell, and this was yesterday on Face the Nation. Here it is.
You've said President Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Brown Jackson, is very intelligent, clearly qualified, and highly likely to be confirmed. You personally have voted against her before. Are you inclined to vote for her this time?
You know, we had a very good conversation in my office, and I asked her, you know, typically, these Supreme Court nominees of both parties have never answered any of the questions. What they typically say is that's something that might come before me, and I don't want to prejudge how I might actually vote. But I ask her to defend the court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Breyer both publicly opposed court packing. That is, trying to increase the number of court members in order to get an outcome you like. That would have been an easy thing for her to do, to defend the integrity of the court. She wouldn't do that. Yeah. So in the meantime, the committee will ask her all the tough questions. I haven't made a final decision as to how I'm going to vote.
You haven't made a final decision, but you're open to be persuaded? I mean, this is a historic nominee.
I'm going to listen to the evidence. I'm going to listen to the hearings. And by the way, she'll be treated much better than Democrats have typically treated Republican nominees like Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh. It'll be a respectful deep dive into her record, which I think is entirely appropriate for a lifetime appointment.
That's Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the U.S. Senate. I want you to hear real quick from Marsha Blackburn. She is, she was on with Maria Bartiromo, and they were talking about the Biden administration and their rather tepid response